I hope you're ready. Here is a brand new episode of Daryl's Daring Thoughts. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and let me know what you think of this episode. I can't wait to get your feedback. Here's the episode, starting in 1, 2, 3. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Daryl's Daring Thoughts. Thank y'all for tuning in and tapping in with me. There's been a lot going on, y'all. So let me just, you know, catch y'all up a bit. Let's just say that. So the episodes that you all have been listening to that are a part of this season are very much, you know, accurate information for this season. But I recorded those months ago. You know, I like to record early to prepare for the season. And I really was so hype about this new season. I was just recording, bitch. Like, I had, like, 18 episodes or something recorded prior to the season started. So, of course, things, you know, are happening in real time. But I already have these episodes lined up to record. So, let me just tell y'all a few things. So, I finally found a therapist. You know, I found a therapist. I found someone who is great. And I've been really working on me and unpacking some things. And so, I really want to talk to you all and update you all specifically on what's been going on in my therapy sessions. And I feel comfortable sharing this with you all because I've always been very vulnerable on my podcast. Y'all know that that's just something that I am. I'm a vulnerable person. I'm open. I'm honest. I don't sugarcoat shit. I don't care who has an opinion about what I share. Like, you having an opinion on my business and me sharing my shit is comical. Okay? To say the least. Shout out to Jada Pinkett Smith, but that's going to be a whole nother episode. And so I wanted to tell you also the beauty of my therapist. My therapy journey has been very interesting. Let's just start there. I've been looking for a new therapist for over a year. My therapist, when I first started therapy a couple of years ago, I first started therapy during the pandemic in 2020. I found a therapist. She was an older white lady. Great, great. She was not a bad therapist. But I do think sometimes what happens with us in therapy, those of us who do go to therapy, is sometimes we grow to a new place in our journey where the next place we need to go or elevate to within our journey, that therapist may not be the person who can still help us to the next level. And that is okay. It is okay. And I used to think that there was a problem. Like, you know, like there's something wrong if I say to my therapist, I'm not gaining anything by our sessions. I'm not gaining anything. I'm not learning anything. I don't feel like I am applying anything to, you know, my life. I think I need to, you know, find someone else. I used to think that that was a bad thing to say. Like, just stick through it, whatever. And she was, I think one thing that she, I'm gonna be honest, I don't even remember half the things that she taught me, but I will say she was a nice lady. But I think that me being black, me being gay, and me being fat, especially me being a fat black person, because that there was a different response and energy for fat white people, especially with their history of how they are fat and the history of black people when it comes to fatness. And fat phobia. I think our fat phobia stories are completely different from a white person and a black person. And so I just did not feel like that white lady was able to help me navigate my blackness throughout all these things. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she was a good person to help me navigate those things because I found myself having to explain so much in the therapy sessions. And explain so much of why this bothers me. Explain so much of why this is a problem. Explain so much of, fat phobia in this way and why this bothers me. And I found myself being educating her more on why this bothers me as a black person, and then trying to receive anything from her to, be able to process this and unpack it and deal with it and grow. I just wasn't able to do that with her. And I told her in one of the last sessions I had with her when I was discussing my history with like my with food and trying to navigate my relationship to food and things like that. And I told her, I said, you know what? I just don't think this is working anymore. I don't think I'm growing. I feel like this is, I started to feel like I was getting snappy with her. And I think that, that this needs to just be our last session. I just, think I need to find a new therapist. Of course, she's professional. She understood. And we tapped out. And for a year, I've been trying to find a new therapist. For one, trying to find someone that takes my insurance because I just can't afford out of pocket. And then I kept going back and forth, do I want, a queer person? Do I want, who do I want? I want a woman. I know I want a black person. Well, first and foremost, I knew I wanted a black person. Did I want a man? Did I want a woman? I feel comfortable talking to women just because of my history with my friendships with women, black women. I just said it's best for me to get a black woman. And hopefully she's a queer black woman. If not, I will take a cishet black woman. So I found a cishet black woman. Took me a very long time. Many a phone calls, many a voicemails, many a wrong numbers, many a no's, we're not accepting your insurance, many of no accepting new pay, not accepting new patients, many of we're not accepting your insurance, but if you want to pay $250 a session, here we go. It took many, many, many until I followed up with one entity, one organization, and they were diligent and emailed me, asked me questions, and found the right person that they thought would work for me. It took so long. And we got there, and baby, I ain't gonna hold you. When we got on that camera, and Miss Mams had that turban on. I said, oh, this good. This is gonna be good. I felt it from the time that Cam joined and she smiled and I smiled and I saw that turban. I said, oh, this is good. She about to read me. I'm about to receive it. It's gonna be good. And it was. It was everything plus more. And what I enjoy the most about the conversations I've been having with her thus far is how when I'm talking to her, we're making an eye contact because it's virtual. She'll give me an expression as if, and y'all know, like as black people, like when we're having a conversation with each other, and it's like it's that expression where it's like you know how this story is about to end. Or you want to finish this, you can finish this person's sentence, but you're gonna let them keep going. But you're giving them that eye contact to know that you know what they're about to say and you following along. That moment means everything to me with her. Because it means that not only if it has nothing to do with if she agrees with me, it means that she is following along. She's an active listener. It means that she as also as a black person has either heard this story, experienced it, because of the black experience, knows how this story can possibly end. And that means everything when you are telling someone about, what's going on with you. What I also like about her is that she holds me accountable. She also gives me things to do, active things to do for the week, and follows up with me on the next session the next week. So let's tap into the things I asked you to do last week. How did you work on those this week? What happened? How was your week? And that means everything to me. And I truly appreciate our sessions thus far. What I will say is, even though I appreciate our sessions that we've had thus far, I have learned so much about myself in these last few sessions. And y'all, it is a hard pill to swallow when you really realize you don't love yourself the way you thought you did. When you realize the facade and the mask that you wore for so long, pretending to love yourself, telling others how much you love yourself, and then you realize you really don't love yourself the way you have been portraying to yourself and others. That's a very hard pill to swallow. It's hard. It's hard even talking about it with you all because I don't want this. I'm it's hard to say this out of fear of this being weaponized against me at some point, that you just don't love yourself. And I have to be honest, I have love for myself. And my do I love me unconditionally? No, I don't. I also learned in throughout my sessions thus far, the way you let people treat you shows how much you love yourself. And y'all have been rocking with me long enough. Y'all have heard the stories. Y'all heard the podcast. Y'all have heard me flying niggas out, me sending niggas money, me doing this for niggas, me doing that, and still getting the butt end of the stick. Y'all have heard the stories. So the shit adds up. There's no way I can love myself the way I claim, but still allow people to do the things that they do to me. It don't work that way. There is a deep-rooted yearn for intimacy and connection that I have that is taking over the priorities I need to have for myself. I am prioritizing those desires over loving myself, and that's a problem. And I have to work on that. And I thought I was doing really good once I stopped talk once our first couple of sessions. I started setting firm boundaries with people. I let people show me who they really are. I'm no longer, fighting for friendships. If we're just going to be social media friends because you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that, you don't want to grow our friendship outside of social media, but you still demand so much from me. That no, that's not how that works. No, that's not how that works. And I realize I've allowed too many people to have access to me. And I'm not talking sexually. I'm talking access to me in a way where they are going to get their cup filled. Because I am good for filling a nigga's cup. I am good. I am a baby. When I tell you I'm the bartender of filling a nigga's cup, you got shit going on. Come to Daryl. Daryl will talk about it. Daryl is going to get you through it. Daryl is going to pour into you and tell you that you're great no matter what. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do all these things. I'm the bartender. I will pour into you, bitch. But I have allowed too many people access to my bar. Everybody can't afford this. What it takes for me to pour into you is I need to see the same shit in return. And everybody doesn't pour into me. Everybody doesn't show up for me the way I show up for them. And I have to stop that. And that's something I'm still working on. I also have to stop having the savior mentality. You know, niggas, and I'm talking about niggas specifically, wanting to save a nigga, whether it's save him financially, saving him emotionally, and wanting, and then of course me wanting something out of it, me wanting to keep for him to remember that. So, you know, when times get hard or whatever, he's always going to come crying to me. That savior mentality, I got to stop that. I have to let some of these, I really have to let these niggas go. And one thing is the balance that I'm trying to find now is my desire sexually versus still dealing with niggas with bullshit. Because I love sex. It's not an addiction. I love sex. I'm a sexual being. I like to get it in, get down. But there needs to be some boundaries I have with the people who I encounter with that. Now, mind you, the people who I do hook up with, I've known them for years. Y'all have heard it on this app. Y'all heard me talk about it. I do. There's rarely moments where I really just hook up with just random niggas or whatever. Most of the guys I've been, you know, are my fuck buddies or whatever. I've been fucking around with them for years. The 7, 5, 10 years, one of them. What, 3 years, one of them. So it's like, I still need to create boundaries within that. Also, identify, is this really just me wanting to have sex because I'm just a sexual being? Or is this me using that as an excuse because I also want intimacy? And the only form of intimacy I can get right now is this. These are all things I am trying to unpack and unlearn a lot of things and foster and nurture new behaviors. Mind you, I've only had 4 sessions with this woman. 3 or 4. I haven't lost count, but it's only 3 or 4. And on top of that, there's one point I just made that I kind of want to go back to. And I forgot, just that fast. But the fostering new relationships are important. But I also need to give myself grace in this journey, right? I need to recognize that, Daryl, you are going to relapse. You are going to fall by the wayside. You are going to text that nigga that you didn't want to text, which I did. I literally just this week text one of the niggas that I wasn't supposed to, that I deleted his number and everything. And he played me yet again. Now, what is bothering me is not that I fell back and text him whatever I got played. And the problem that I'm having, and I'm just being fucking real with y'all, is I blocked him, right? If he were to text me right now from a fake number, from a text-free number, and say unblock him, I would. Why am I still prioritizing his feelings over my own? I have to do that. It's a lot of work I have to do, y'all. And so, you know, I'm unpacking a lot. You know, I have a goal, an end goal. But before I get to the end goal and that finish line, there are different stop signs in between. And at those stop signs within therapy, I am working on one thing. I'm still at the first stop sign. The first stop sign was unpacking. When did I stop loving myself? When did I stop loving myself? And the moment she asked me that question, it came to my mind. The moment I stopped loving myself was the moment I lowered my standards to be with anybody. The moment I got lonely and lower my standards, that's when I stopped loving myself. Because I wasn't really, a sexual, person like that, and like that. Like in college, it was just sex. It wasn't about relationships and things like that. The moment I started to try to, really get into relationships and that area, it was difficult because, again, fat black femme, I just wasn't really getting attention or that type of energy. And I think, and the funny thing is, I probably was, and I was just ignoring people because of, of my different, at that time, the preferences I had. I wanted a thug, I wanted a really masculine man, and all these things at that time. And I was able to pull some niggas, but it was that one nigga that I lowered my standards for, and I kept doing it. I want to say his name so bad, but y'all know I don't operate that way. But I lowered my standards for that man. He barely had a job. He had a baby. He was a baby. He had two kids. Just had a baby. Like, I lowered my standards for him. And I continued to do that. And I was in my 20s. That was over 10 years ago. So I haven't, that's when I stopped loving myself in 2000. And how, ugh, that was probably like 2010, 2011. And yeah. And I'm listen, I'm unpacking all of this. I really just, I want to love myself. I want to look in the mirror and love Darryl. So some of the things that she's telling me now is it's art, is she wants me to leave little quotes for myself, start pouring into myself, start leaving some motivational quotes and saying some words of affirmations to myself in the morning, throughout the day, healing. I have to heal. I can't just rush and act as if now, okay, yes, I'm a bad bitch. I have to heal. I have to acknowledge that I was not loving myself, and I had to acknowledge that. I had to identify it. I had to say it out loud. Now I can pour into myself. It doesn't mean that I'm going to start loving myself instantly again. But now I'm at the point where I have to pour into myself. And so, I'm telling you all a lot of things that are happening in therapy. One, I am encouraging you all, especially, men, please go get therapy. Please, I beg you. Whether you're bi, straight, gay, trans, non-gender conforming, whomever, if you're, if you're a mass presenting, or a cis man, I need you to get therapy. Women, cis women, trans women, I need you all to get therapy. You need therapy. I think, if you are dealing with these things, yep, that's all I have for y'all today. So I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Daryl's Daring Thoughts. Please make sure you like, subscribe, share, let everyone know. Also, follow me on Twitter at Daryl Dares You, the letter U. I have morning shows. I have everything going on over there. So please make sure you tap in with me. Talk to you all soon. Bye.